So the plot is starting to thicken, and Jesus' life is in danger, and they plan to kill him, especially after the resurrection of Lazarus. Jesus does this great and wonderful miracle to strengthen the faith of the people, and now they want to kill him even more. Those who are in power, of course, they see their power sort of slipping from their hands, and they think that Jesus is come to take their power and to, which he actually is, not in the eventual sense. He's going to change the religion to his new church. But he certainly didn't come to take their place and be a king or be a Pharisee and rule in that sense of a high priest or some, to replace the Pharisees in that way. But Jesus did ultimately come. He did ultimately come to die for us, to offer his life for us, to sacrifice himself for us. That was his ultimate reason, although he came for many other reasons, to teach us how to live, how to live in this world of sorrows and snares and dangers, teach us and to set us an example and show us his love for us, and many different reasons why he came, but ultimately to die for us, because that would be the only way we can be saved. And if we're not going to be saved, why would we even follow his teachings? Why not just live for ourselves? So he came to die for us and open for us the gates of heaven so that we could be saved, so we could be happy. The ultimate reason to die for us, he had to sacrifice himself for us. So following his example, this spirit of sacrifice should always be in us. The spirit of sacrifice, you know, we see this in Saint Maximilian, who sacrificed himself for a man of his country. We see Saint Edith Stein dying for her Jewish people. That was her intention. Pope John Paul II, traveling around the world and going to many dangerous places, he put his life on the line. Pope Francis, too, is doing the same, putting his life on the line. We are not always called to shed our blood or sacrifice our very life, but we should be in the spirit of sacrifice for others, for the nation, for the people, for our family, for our neighbors, in the spirit of Jesus, in the spirit of what God wants us to do, to be in the spirit of sacrifice, which is not always shedding our blood, but it can be, you know, offering up our inconveniences, our humiliations, our corrections, our sorrows, our being betrayed or being losing a friend. You know, these passive kind of mortifications that come upon us, the sorrows of a daily life, we take them and we offer them as a sacrifice to God for our neighbor, for our loved ones, for our family, for our brothers and sisters. The spirit of sacrifice needs to always be in us, and we always have sacrifices that we can offer. On a day-to-day basis, we have these annoyances and difficulties and sorrows that happen to us, and we need to take them all and offer them to Jesus. In the spirit of sacrifice, we're called to be priests in that sense, in our universal priesthood. So if we don't do this, we don't offer up our sacrifices, our sorrows as sacrifices to God, we will waste them. They'll be wasted, and we'll complain, and we'll fight, and we'll try to get rid of our crosses, and make a waste these sacrifices. So let us have that spirit of sacrifice, carry it with us at all times, because there are always times to, always annoyances, always bothersome things that happen to us, and we want to make them profitable, valuable before God and for ourselves.
Christus.